Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got fishy business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
I ask for so little in life. It would be nice to cover some really relevant games in late December and early January. I don't think that's asking too much.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
It is a Friday, we know, partially because we're going to talk to Kevin Fishbane. Kevin Fishbane, one of the senior Bears writers covering the team at The Athletic. He hosts Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast, joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, and he is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Oh, Kevin, you're at Hallis today. I just saw your background.
Fun fact, Layla, I'm actually always at Hallis. I'm just usually in the Radio Dungeon studio that Grody is familiar with, but it is locked right now. So
yeah, there's controversy there, man. Yeah,
there's no dungeon?
Yeah, so yesterday, as Weedsy, your partner at The Athletic, and my partner on the Take the North podcast, Dan Weeder, we do the podcast out there. We have to find separate places. And I told Weedsy, yeah, go ahead. You can use the NFL Network studio today. And it was locked. You know what that means, Kevin? Nobody has taken the time to tell somebody to unlock it. So that's going to fall on me. I know it's going to fall on me on Monday.
Well, you know what? I had to do a podcast in there yesterday, Mark. It was locked. I got somebody to unlock it.
It was locked again?
It's locked again. So I think this is a message.
Oh, boy.
There's no other way to look at it.
Oh, man. Sounds like they're trying to keep you kids out of that dungeon.
We will not be kept out of Stacey Dales's closet. We will not be kept out of there.
Stacey Dales keeps her stuff there?
Well, no, it's the NFL Network room, technically. Ironically, I think Stacey Dales uses it the least of any of us, like, because she just doesn't really need to. So she's like, yeah, I don't care. You guys could go ahead and use it.
It's because Stacey's nice.
Yeah.
Anytime we can go inside Hallis Hall, and I'm not kidding, it's always nice to get a lay of the land from you guys. Helps paint the picture.
Absolutely.
There's another closet here that we used to use, and they have put so many chairs and tables in that closet that you can't use it anymore. So it's and now all of us have podcasts and videos and, you know, radio shows. So it's a mad dash. I'm just happy that I could find a decent backdrop, some construction above me, and an opportunity to talk to you guys.
Well, I guess since you're there and we can see that, let's start first with your impression of how Ben Johnson addressed Jalen Johnson's availability this week.
Yeah, Layla, you could go so many different ways, right? How much of this is gamesmanship? How much of this is legitimately they want to see how he looks today? Do they activate him and they still want to see how he looks on Sunday morning? Is this a situation where maybe they want to get his feet wet and play a few series, but he's not ready for a full game, but that could get him in position to play a full game on Friday? Do they still want him to take the full 21 days and not even bother with a short week and just have him ready for that game in Green Bay? I don't know. I mean, I think it's obviously a good sign that he practiced in full yesterday. I do believe Austin Booker practiced in full a couple times, a couple weeks maybe, even before he got activated. So it's not the best, comparison. But I'll say this about Jalen Johnson. None of us thought that he would be even practicing this soon. So I'm certainly not going to be the one to doubt him and the possibility that he plays Sunday. So we can, as we're sitting here talking right now, that is a legitimate possibility that you could kind of, again, talk through those scenarios. But we still really won't know. We'll know by tomorrow afternoon for sure if he gets activated.
That's the voice of Kevin Fishbane, senior writer at The Athletic, covering the Bears. Also, he's got that podcast, Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. This segment with Kevin, sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. Kevin, secondary is one thing. Linebackers is completely another thing. They are a mess right now. Do we expect any of these guys who did not practice yesterday to be on the field on Sunday?
It's a good question, Marshall. It's not looking great right now. I say that noting that we won't get the official injury report for another hour or so. And, you know, if these are minor injuries and it, like Tremaine Edmonds, is he the type of guy that doesn't need to practice for a week or a couple of days? And if he looks good Saturday or at the walkthrough Saturday and Sunday, he can go. I'm not sure. But either way, it's probably one of the, I guess, under talked about things of the week, because that was already a position that lacked some depth. And you could be looking at DeMarco Jackson starting. Does rookie Ruben Hippolyte get in there? They brought Jalen Reeves-Maben in this week, who played for Detroit. Does he factor in that rotation? It's one thing to be already be down T.J. Edwards. If they're without both their stars, they're without Sewell too. I mean, you know, the thing is, if Aaron Rodgers plays, one of the things that Aaron Rodgers has always done in general, but I've seen it in person against the Bears, is he just scans the field and he goes, oh, that's your weakness? Boom, that's where I'm throwing the ball. A little different when it's a linebacker situation, but like I have memories of Bears games where like a starting corner might come out for a couple plays because of a little injury, and that's immediately where Rodgers went the next play. So you got to imagine that if it's Rodgers, if the linebackers are out, that he is going to find ways to attack the middle of the field or find ways to get the running backs involved and go after that week.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yes. Right, and it seemed like when it was against the Bears, it was, of course, he would hit his primary guys, but it was always somebody like Robert Tonyan or something that would make a big play down the field or fill in the blank tight end or Randall Cobb type of guy back in the day. So, yeah, that all makes a lot of sense. But I got three words for you, Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic. I've written them down just so I don't forget. Good, better, ready for this? Best. Those are three words that Ben Johnson likes to use in his rousing speeches after Bears victories in the locker room, which has been very fun for all of us to follow. I know that Spiegel and Holmes, they started to do a little dig on that, and they got to the Billy Williams portion of it, and Billy Williams using that at his Hall of Fame speech. But our guy right here, Kevin Fishbane at The Athletic, it's up and running right now, did the whole deep dive on it. What have you learned to add to this legendary story and really great story? By the way, Fishbane.
Thank you, Grody. I appreciate it. Well, not to bust toss the afternoon show, but Billy Williams saying it has nothing to do with Ben Johnson.
They got it wrong.
Ben actually told us about a month ago that he got it from his high school coach. So I went to work, Grody. I talked to Ben's high school coach. I talked to his high school teammates. I then talked to the coach that taught it to his high school coach. I talked to the son of the coach who that coach might have learned it from, did a lot of deep dives on newspapers.com to find the earliest I could find, guys, in 1897.
What?
There were newspaper advertisements for a bank in Southern Illinois with the good, better, best line.
Now look here, we're going to be good, we're going to be better, we're going to be best. That's the way it's going to be, see?
Also, what a great campaign in 1897.
Yeah.
I would invest my money with them. Certainly nothing would happen between then and now.
Yeah,
no, of
especially
course
not in the 1920s.
Oh, yeah, early 1900s is a great time.
Teapot Dome ring a bell, anybody?
How about them roaring 20s, though?
Yeah. I even found, like, there was a newspaper in Missouri and in 1940, and it was like, Miss Murray's homeroom has decided their motto for the year is going to be good, better, best, never let it rest. So it's one of those things I had never heard it before. Until the Cowboys game. And I got texts from people. My wife, I got home after that Cowboys game. My wife goes, hey, the Bears are doing good, better, best. I said, hey, I've never heard of that. And then she looked at me. She goes, what, were you not an athlete? And she told me, yeah, that she played volleyball. That her volleyball
she
team
roasted doing, you, Kevin.
Emasculation. Oh, yeah.
Listen, she's a phenomenal athlete, so I'll wear it.
You'll wear whatever she tells you to wear, pal, is what you'll wear.
There you go. So it was really fun to go down kind of two paths of one path of like how this phrase has been around just period, but also specifically how Ben got it. And then it was really, I mean, you talk to his high school coaches and teammates, like they get goosebumps hearing it, hearing their guy, Ben Johnson, doing it in the NFL and thinking back to their high school state championship, some of their favorite times as players. And it's been fun to talk to some of the Bears players. A couple of guys admitted, like, yeah, the first time he did it, we were like, what is this? But, hey, you guys know, when you're winning, that stuff really hits. So, yeah, it was fun to kind of be able to tell that story.
We'll As a member of Teams Hits and Team Hits and Lows, I confess to being part of the Hits principal discussion after the 49ers win. So I feel you on that. But also, there's a part of this that I think is pretty cool is, like, Chase Rice, the country singer, is also involved in this. He's played at Windy City Smoke. He's played a lot of festivals and shows here in Chicago, and he's a part of this story, too.
Yeah, so he was Ben Johnson's high school teammate. He was a phenomenal player. He went out to North Carolina. And he told me he's been doing that good, better, best before every concert for 12 years. He did wonder. He goes, did Ben get that from me? You know, because he came on my tour bus and saw that we were doing it. When you see the story, you'll see how much the saying means to Chase Rice, what it means to him as a country singer. A lot of kind of fun connections. And guys, I did note at near the bottom of the story, we all remember Club Dub. Okay, we all remember Boom.
It was fun.
Like I acknowledge that sometimes these things, if a team doesn't go the right direction, you know. But right now, they are 7-3. They are good. They can get better. Best is yet to come, right?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. The best is definitely. That's my favorite part about this entire season and this story with Ben Johnson specifically. Also with the wrinkle of Caleb Williams. They're only going to get better. You can't convince me they're not going to continue to get better.
Marshall, it's like the number one, I think, reason for optimism for Bears fans in the short term and the long term, right? Like, now, if you want to be full, if you want to go full cynicism and say, well, maybe this is just who they are, like if you want to go down that path and say there isn't this next level, like go for it. But I just think that we, like, you go back to the Cowboys game, right, where they put up, you know, Caleb Williams won Offensive Player of the Week. They had a bunch of empty possessions at the end of that game that really frustrated Ben Johnson. They couldn't run the ball in that game. So I just think, you know, the Bengals game, you know, they had a couple empty possessions before halftime. So when they scored 47 points that game, they could have scored 60. So I just think that, like, there is room for this group to grow. And we talk about the defense. Obviously, the linebacker injuries are a big problem. But as we talked last week, you're going to get reinforcements. So I just think if you are, like, if you're a Bears fan and you're going, look at the record of the teams they beat, just kind of remind yourself, like, hey, like, there still could be that great game from a variety of players to continue to get allow this team to grow. And what I think is most important about that, most important about the potential, is this franchise wants to avoid one-year wonders, right? 0-1, 18, you know, you they want to avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ultimate goal is to sustain success.
Yes.
And so if there is a lot more for this group to do, that's the hope kind of moving forward after the season.
That is Kevin Fishbane. I posted the link to the article in our Twitch chat. Make sure you check out his article on Good, Better, Best in The Athletic, as we were talking about today. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep. That's Kevin Fishbane from Hallis Hall in a new location that had me fooled.
Yeah, it did. He's out there in the atrium. And did he do a pick, by the way? We ran out of time. We didn't ask him, no. I was going to, but we ran out of time. So maybe we'll have to dig in The Athletic and see who you picked to win.
That's Kevin Fishbane. Coming up next, there's a big event going on at the United Center involving the Bulls this weekend.
Bulls.
And the good news is I think it's going to be a lot different than the last time it happened. So we're going to delve into that next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.